Let's go to Proverbs. I was reading this yesterday, and when the pastor and I talked to yesterday. So I'd already read this in the morning, and when I read this, I thought, Proverbs 11. So when I read this, I thought, oh, this is really a good faith promise scripture. And I want to go there, but I don't want to talk about faith promise, because I think where we're going here, it does talk about very clearly faith promise. But I can see also that it talks about spiritual things. And I want to focus on the spiritual things, and if the Holy Spirit talks to you about faith promise, that's fine. I may mention faith promise in there a couple times, but that's not my point. My point is tonight that I really believe God wants me to share with you is spiritual aspects. And I'm not going to read the whole scripture as I go. I'll just go through and kind of talk from it. And Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. That's where we're going to start. Proverbs 11, verse 24. We're going to go down to 28, and I want to make a real short devotional here out of this. I really don't have an outline of points like a good sermon should, but I just want to share my heart with you what God pointed out to me when I read this text yesterday. There is a scattereth, and what it's talking about is us doing spiritual work, scattering the seeds, like Jesus talked about in Matthew, about we need to be out in the field scattering seed. So there is that scattereth and yet increaseth. There's the farmer brother here knows there is a law of farming. The more seeds you plant, the more harvest you're going to get. Is that right? No doubt about that. The more seeds you plant, the more harvest you get. And that's what the verse here is talking about. There is that scattereth that broadcasts those seeds out. And that's what we need to be doing in our daily lives. We need to be throwing out little tidbits of seeds, Bible words to the people that's around and throw those seeds out. And the verse says, and yet increase. That means the Bible tells us those seeds that go out won't return to us void. We may not see that fruit from that seed that we planted, and I may not see any fruit from the seeds that I've planted in Japan ever. But I'm certain, like that song talks about, what is that song about? I died and went to heaven, and there was a line of people, and this man said, you may not remember me. You were my Sunday school teacher, and it goes down the list. We never know what seeds that we plant, how our words and actions touch people. So there is that scattereth and yet increaseth. And then the opposite is that there withholdeth more than is meant, but it tendeth to poverty. I believe if we're not scattering seeds, we will become poverty in our spiritual life. We'll become poor in our spiritual life. So I think it's very important for us to be scattering those seeds. If we scatter those seeds and get those seeds out, God will bless that. But God will bless us spiritually and help us to grow more and grow closer to Jesus Christ in his walk with us, which is what he wants. So we need to be scattering those seeds. That helps in that area. The liberal soul shall be made fat. And this isn't talking about the liberals that are off doing their own thing and going with the flow of the world. We're talking about a person that's willing to give. And the person's willing to give their heart, their life. Think of, let's turn there. Matthew 5:40. If a man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twine. And him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not away. Well, I think that's all talking about if we've got something in our power to be able to help another person. We've got time. We've got finances. There are people here in this community that are needy. And that we may be able to help them, you know, with giving them some fruit from our garden or some old clothes that we've got. But there in Proverbs where it's talking about the liberal soul shall be made fat. If we're trying to help the people in the community, and I don't believe in something gospel where you're social gospel, where you're helping people get out of their poverty, bring them up to a different level, and then you can give them the gospel. I don't believe in that. I think we need to be given the gospel straight out. But if we're doing things, if we're liberal in our helping other people, if we're liberal in giving people's time, stopping at the car that's broke down with that lady that may need help changing their spare tire, or whatever it is, if we're liberal to do that and help those people out, God will bless us and make us fat spiritually. I think if we all did that as a church, our church would grow tremendously. He that watereth shall be watered all through himself. It's repeating the same thing. You know, if we get out and give people what they need, which is gospel, the seeds of the Bible, the seeds of the gospel, and give them the witness, but also help them in the things that they really need, I believe God will water our spiritual lives back on that. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but the blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. What we read there in Matthew, if the person needs you to walk a mile with them, don't be afraid to go ahead and walk 2 miles with them. If they need a little bit of help and they need 15 minutes of your time, and yes, I know we're busy, and 15 minutes of time, I walk to church from my house to church just for the exercise, which is about 2 miles, and it takes about 35 minutes to get there if I walk fast, make the stoplights correctly, and don't talk to anybody. But generally speaking, it may take me an hour, sometimes 3 hours to get to church. And I guarantee you, I promise you, it always happens on the day that I'm the most busy. Fridays, we've got this ministry that we do with a home of invalids, the young people that have either physical problems or mental problems, and there's a place out there that they are able to make trinkets and other things. We go out there and we have a prayer meeting on Fridays. Well, I've got to go prepare for the prayer meeting for when Paul and I take a turn doing that. In the day that I'm going into church to prepare my lesson and I don't have time to anything else, that's the day that on my walk people will be going, oh, come on in, let's have a cup of coffee and sit down and talk for a little bit. I'm thinking, no, I don't have that time today. But I'll go in and I'll sit down and have the coffee. And Mary Jean knows how much I love coffee. And I'll go in and sit and have the coffee with them. But because I sit down and talk with the people, this is the type of questions, you know, way back when they first started having coffee with me. Well, what do you do? Well, I'm a missionary. Well, what does a missionary do? And what's the Bible? And what, you know, they start asking questions eventually. At first, I didn't even tell them what I was. You walk by here every day. What do you do? Are you an English teacher? No, I'm a missionary. Well, okay, what's a missionary do? So it's opened up a door of opportunity. And we've, in that busy time schedule that we have, we don't want to give people that extra mile. I don't want to give those people my extra time when they're saying, sit down for a cup of coffee, and I've got so much things I've got to do. I know I'm going to get behind schedule, but what can I do? I need to sit there and talk to these people because that's the only way they're going to get the gospel. That's the same way with us in our lives here, I believe. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come upon him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. the righteous is us. And we need to be doing what these other verses talked about, getting people the gospel. And I think it's, I'll kind of go over to the faith promise thing. I think if you look at that and think about faith promise, it's talking about giving finances too. Now, I don't need to mention any more than that. You know, when we, Corinth, and I'm talking about us, we need your prayers. You know, I appreciate each and every one of you that give financially to help us out. That helps us. But more than those finances is the prayers. If I had five churches that were going to give me finances, or five churches that would promise to diligently pray for me, I'd rather go to the churches that pray for me than give me the finances. Not saying, we need the finances, but this church here is a praying church. You really have helped. You've prayed for our violin concert. And 60 non-church people came to the violin concerts because you prayed. Each and every one of you have diligently prayed for our ministry. We're so thankful for that. That's what counts. And if you give up that time to pray, God will bless you spiritually and allow you to grow quicker and faster in your walk with Him. If you want to grow faster and get closer to God and walk closer to Him, give your time to other people that are in need of spiritual discipleship. If you give that time to those people, I guarantee you, God will grow you spiritually. So that's my challenge tonight. Get in Proverbs every day and read a Proverbs. Tomorrow's the 13th, read chapter 13.